We'll call our meeting to order. We have been listening to the governor's requests. I certainly hope he has been listening to ours. We have put in the projects that he had asked for, either all the way or partway. Then, of course, we had to pull down the bill by quite a bit. One thing we did, we got Al Johnson from Minsky in to talk to us, and he gave suggestions as to how to pull down some of the projects in Minsky, and I think was reasonably satisfied when we came up with, it was $179
million?
$173 million. Obviously, we would like to have done the whole front page. It's all very, very, very worthy.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that Mr. Johnson just gave us information as to what was workable. The choice as to what we would cut was ours.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
But we asked him for specific advice.
Yeah, that's right.
Not what to cut, but if it was workable.
Yeah, yeah. So, with that, I will call on Kathy just to go through and mention the changes in the bill from the conference committee bill that is now on the table of the Senate.
Okay, the first change that I will mention is at the bottom of the page of the spreadsheet. We are putting in language to lift the cap on the purchase price of Lake Vermilion parkland for the governor. And then starting at the front page of the spreadsheet, the University of Minnesota, we're changing the HEPR from $55 to $56 million, and we're taking the Physics and Nanotechnology building from $5 million to $4 million, and that was at the request of the University of Minnesota. Under Minsky, we have a total of $44.044 million in cuts. Some of the projects weren't quite ready to go, and so I think the idea was we would give the planning money, and then they'd be ready to go in the next go-around. So we're taking Alexandria Technical College down to planning money at $133,000. The Midwest at Canby, we're taking that down to planning, $133,000. The Worthington Fieldhouse renovation, we're putting at zero. Anoka Ramsey Bioscience and Health Edition is planning money at $267,000. North Hennepin Community College Bioscience and Health Edition also is planning money at $400,000. Southwest Minnesota State University, the Science Lab renovation is planning money, $133,000. And Dakota County Technical College Transportation and Emerging Tech Lab is planning money at $200,000. The next page doesn't have any changes. Page 3, under State Park rehab, we're going from $5.659 million to $4.659 million. And the same thing is true with state trails rehabilitation. We're going from $5 million to $4 million. Under regional trails, we are cutting out the Dakota County Lake Bilsby Trail, and that's $1 million. So the total regional trails goes from $4.792 to $3.292 million. I guess that was $1.5 million. On page 4, we are cutting out the Pope Douglas waste-to-energy facility and the Redwood County facility, and those are both at zero. On the next page, page 5, we are taking the Camp Ripley Emergency Management Training Facility from $7 million to $6 million. And that does the training facility, but not the housing piece. But it does complete the training facility. Then the Emergency Operations Center at Arden Hills is one of the projects that the governor wanted, and so that's in at 2.25. That's the requested number. Princeton Joint Public Safety Building, we are cutting from $2.8 million to $2 million. And then under transportation, the local bridge amount is going from $67 to $66 million, and we're cutting out the Fairmont Bridge that was $1 million. Then the Minnesota Valley Regional Rail Authority, we are cutting from $6.5 million to $5 million. On page 6, under the Metropolitan Council, we are cutting out the Dakota Rail Regional Trail at Minnetonka Beach, the tunnel, that was $343,000. And then under Human Services, the Minnesota Sex Offender Program, we are putting in $36 million, and that is at the governor's request. Under Veterans Affairs, on page 7, the governor asked for Minneapolis Building 17 renovation, so we put that in at $9.45 million. And then under Corrections, he requested that we do the armor radio system, so we're adding $5.8 million, or we're bringing it to $5.8 million, and that is the bondable piece. We had $3.529. Then Oak Park Heights had two projects, and we put them both in at the request of the governor, and that adds up to about $10 million. Then under Deed, we are cutting the Chatfield Arts and Community Center project to $2.2 million. The Mankato Civic Center expansion, we're cutting to $12 million. The Minneapolis Greenery Road, we are putting at $4 million from $3.5 million. The Rochester Mayo Civic Center, we're cutting from $32 to $25 million. The St. Cloud Civic Center, we're cutting from $15 to $13 million. And the Greater Minnesota Public Infrastructure Program, we're cutting from $12 to $10 million. And I think that's it. So the total, instead of being $999, is now $986. But it includes the six projects that the governor said that he really needed to have.
Any comments?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I will move that the working group move this proposal forward as a recommendation. We aren't empowered to do more than recommend, I think, and that recommendation I think would be forwarded to a reconstituted conference committee. That should be the Senate.
Any comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
And members, I would just call your attention. In front of you are two answers to questions from yesterday's. This again has to do with the cash flow issue for HEPR, CAPRA, other asset preservation, and then for state agencies. That was a question raised and is there for your information. So we have that that motion before us. Obviously, none of this gives us much pleasure. Just this morning's paper, I believe, had an article on the enrollment increases at MinSCU and cited every single campus and the percentages of enrollment. And so the action today is pleasure, but there it is.
Now, I've mentioned that on the front page of higher ed, I think every one of these will be done at some point. So why not do them, as many of them as we can, when the prices are lower and the interest rates are low. So any further comment of the committee? Meeting adjourned.